Our scripture lesson for this morning is taken from the 23rd chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach, but they do not practice. They bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by men. For they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogue and salutations in the marketplace and being called rabbi by men. But you are not to be called rabbi by men. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brethren. And call no man your Father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one Master, the Christ. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord. It was reported to me right before we came down the aisle to start the service that every single one of our parking spaces is taken. So I have three things to say about that. Number one, come early. Number two, carpool. Number three, we have a service at 11 o'clock called Mosaic that I want to encourage some of you to try. This is a busy church. Over the weekend, we had a holiday craft fair, a wonderful event. In fact, I was talking to some of the vendors, and one of them said to me, "I do these craft shows all year round. Yours is the best. Yours is the best and most organized craft show." And she said, I will help you advertise this next year because it's the best. And another vendor was sitting there eating a cinnamon roll. And she had her drink and she looked at me. She said, "Pastor, I'm eating up all my profits." And she said, "And I don't care because I'm having fun." I realized a couple things over the weekend. One is, this is a ministry for us because it's fellowship. Our people who work that event get to know each other better. It's fellowship. And it's also ministry to our neighborhood because folks in our neighborhood get to be exposed to our church. But I also realized it's a ministry to the vendors because they come here to sell things and they end up making friends, having smiles, being greeted, and having a good experience. And a number of them said that to me. This is a busy church. Yesterday, a group of people went to a luau with Metho travelers. A bunch of people worked the craft fair. There was worship last night and worship this morning and performing arts this afternoon. This is a busy place. But we're not just busy. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives and saying that there is something here for others. Come and discover that. I want to point out to our big thermometer here. Some of you may have walked in and said to yourself, "Why do they have such a big thermometer in the church?" It reflects our pledge drive. And simply put, The ball circle, the bottom of the thermometer, of course, is where we start. We have to date raised $343,000, so thus the red has gone up a little bit. Our last year pledges was up here, and where we want to go is up there. We receive complaints in the church about the thermometer, not that it was here, but that it was too small. And people couldn't see it. So what would I do? Of course, let's turn Pastor Steve loose, who's our resident pastor and artist in-house. And so Steve made this big thermometer so everybody could see. He said, don't draw attention to him. Can't help it. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your spirit that's here. Loving God, we thank you for watching out over us. We thank you for the joy of ministry as we have experienced this weekend. And we thank you for your call, which gives us our purpose. And our scripture this morning that reminds us of what is important. Be with us as your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read to you one passage from the New Testament, from Philippians 3:7. The Apostle Paul said this, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, I consider everything I once treasured to be as insignificant as rubbish. The Apostle Paul was saying, there were things I once valued. Wisdom and treasures and money and things. And he said, and then I met Jesus. I encountered Jesus. And all those things now are secondary. Because there's nothing better than being known by God, being loved and forgiven. Our scripture passage today in Matthew 23, we get a glimpse of that, and we get a glimpse of what Jesus is proclaiming to the crowds and to his disciples. And let me begin that by telling you about my grandmother's cat. My grandmother's cat, Thomasina, used to be victimized by a dog in our neighborhood named Tip. And Tip would come over and fight with my dog. My dog held his own. He'd come over and fight with, but he would chase Thomasina, and often she would have cuts and bites, and we didn't know what to do to protect Thomasina from Tip. What happened? Thomasina had kittens. And when Tip came over with his bullying ways, and Thomasina had kittens to protect, she tore into him like nothing we had ever seen. And after she obliterated Tip, he went running off, never to return. Never to return. Jesus protects God's children in the same way. We read this passage and we say, Jesus is condemning and making fun of the Pharisees and the scribes, criticizing the rabbis. And we say to ourselves, oh my, Jesus is not politically correct, because we don't do that. We don't make fun of other religions. But what Jesus was doing was like Thomasina protecting her kittens. Jesus was protecting the children of God, saying that a great thing is in place here that God has for us. And these teachers of religion are leading God's children down another path, a path away from God. Jesus goes on to say, it's clear, the way it worked was there was the law, and then the teaching of God through Moses. And then Joshua, and then the elders, and the prophets, and then the Pharisees. They were all in line with their purpose of teaching about God's love and forgiveness. But then these Pharisees sort of shifted the emphasis away from God onto themselves. And Jesus would not stand for it because they were leading people away in a different direction. The Pharisees, religious people, and the way it was, there was this line of splendor, this line of those who were teaching about God. And it reminded me of Monday Night Football in this way. You all remember when Monday Night Football first started. The games were only on Sundays. Then all of a sudden there was a Monday game and everybody was excited. And we all watched every Monday. We don't watch anymore because now there's Monday, there's Thursday, there's Sunday. It's not the same. But Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, Frank Gifford were the announcers that everyone knew about. And one night on TV they were lining up for a field goal. And as the kicker was about to kick, one of the defending players came up and just got a finger on the ball. Just that one finger changed the trajectory of the ball. And Howard Cosell said, "He has altered the point of trajectory." And Don Meredith said, "What are you talking about? What does that word mean?" And so they made light about that. But in a way, the Pharisees were changing the trajectory from the law, Moses, the prophets, the elders. They had been teaching about God. And then the Pharisees came and changed the direction. How did they do that? The Pharisees were saying, "It's about me." They had, their religious order had become one where it was self-lifting up and they wore phylacteries. And you say, what is that? There are passages in Ezekiel and Deuteronomy that talk about the scriptures, God's commandments that hold them close to your arms, to your head. And so they took that literally and they made these leather boxes. If any of you have traveled to Israel, you still see those today. They made these leather boxes that had four compartments in it. Each compartment has a little scroll, and it has one of the scriptures from Deuteronomy or Ezekiel talking about the commands of God, the commandments. And they wear those on their foreheads with a strap they wear. And Jesus was saying, they're not just wearing phylacteries, they're wearing big ones to draw attention to themselves. There's a passage that says, use tassels like a prayer cloth, like a reminder of God's commandments. And so the Pharisees came up with big, long tassels that they wore. They wore the things on their heads, the big tassels, and they loved to be seen in public places. Whenever there was a gathering, they didn't just sit in the back. They sat in front, and they faced everybody. And clearly, Jesus was saying, it's not about that. It's not about exalting yourself. It's about understanding the majesty of God, the greatness of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, which forgives us, sustains us, encourages us, and sends us on our path with a purpose. Jesus was saying the trajectory has been altered. Let's get back on course. For churches and Christians today, we look at this passage and we realize every now and then we need to examine what we do to make sure that our efforts are on course with what God has for us to do. For Scripture says we are all brethren. There's no rank in the church. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, with the Lord being our God, with Jesus being our Savior, with the Holy Spirit being that which uplifts us and encourages us. Let us not be a people who get distracted. Let us always, as a church, in whatever we do, from craft fairs to potluck, to worship services, always put Christ first, as Jesus instructed. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else shall be given unto you. We are a people who have been called, given a purpose, called to be a witness for Jesus Christ in this generation. Amen.